It's a music by Miguel. We also checked out Bruno Mars with Versace on the floor. Let's have a look at what happened in the last couple of days.
This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 8:37 right now, Namibia's heart and soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Abudi David Bishop in studio, the original Minister of News. Also, a big thank you to Abudi Leonard for sitting in for you while you were away. You were away to America.
I'm back from my great American adventure.
Yeah, the United States of America.
And no accent.
You're still good old David.
There were people asking, like, is he going to come back with an accent?
With an accent?
Like, no, it's fine. Prefer our accent anyway.
Exactly. How was it, Buta? And where exactly were you? Were you just in different states?
Yeah,
different
towns? We moved around a bit. So we started off, we arrived in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Spent a bit of time in Washington, the capital. From there, we moved right across to the sort of upper... well, not the Midwest, the Northwest.
Yeah.
We went to Montana. Went to the state capital there, Helena, Montana. Uh-huh. Sort of little, an interesting town.
Okay.
Interesting
okay.
state.
Yeah.
Sort of heavy, heavy Republican state.
Ah.
But on the in the drive-in, because the airport at the state capital at Helena isn't big enough for the plane, so you land at a place called Bozeman, uh-huh. Where the airport looks like one of those sort of hunting lodges that you see in the movies. It's all, yeah, it was weird. You walk into this thing and
then you literally see it in person.
It's made out of wood and there's like a stuffed bear in the corner. Yeah. So it looked like a hunting lodge, yeah. But it was the airport in Bozeman. So then we got a sort of transfer. We got in a bus from Bozeman to Helena. And the whole time we've been told this is like a heavy, heavy Republican state.
Okay.
Like it's always been Republican.
And right now they're having their presidential debate right now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
So the town or the place is buzzing.
Americans are, there's a lot of division there at the moment. There's a lot of tension there. Yeah. Politics is sort of tearing people apart at the moment. Even within parties, like even the Republican Party.
Yes, because they are having their own one
DeSantis Republicans
right
and the Trump Republicans and then the...
The centers, the Trump Republicans, and then what the conservative ones are.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What is the man he ran pre? Anyway,
okay,
my brain's just gone blank on him. Mm. But there's a more sort of moderate Republican as well.
And okay,
like debate even is the Republican Party actually going to split, and will America end up with three parties? And if they do, is it better or worse for democracy?
Wow.
And so yeah, there's a lot going on there politics wise at the moment. But anyway, so we're driving from Bozeman to Helena, and in the back of my mind, I've been told this is a sort of a heavy, heavy Republican state. And as we're driving, I see this massive billboard, like pro-life, anti-abortion billboard. And I'm like, computes. And like a kilometer further, there's this giant pride billboard. I'm like, hey, wait a minute now.
Wait, in the same street?
Like, yeah, literally on the same highway.
Like, in the so-called
right
Republican heavy...
And Helena itself, I mean, in the capital, Helena, it was crazy because it's this old... historic town center.
Okay.
These beautiful old buildings, and like you can still see the old when they used to do advertising slogans on the side of buildings, but they've kind of been scraped. And you can just see the almost leftover
what's left of
them.
It, yeah.
But like inside Helena itself, there's coffee roasters and artisanal bakers and pride flags everywhere.
That
it was like, okay, cool. If that's what like a heavy Republican state is. So there was also this sort of realization when you're there in the States that like, you know, I was thinking quite a bit about rightly, I suppose, but we like to catch feelings when Americans come and they're like, I've been to Africa. And you're like, which part?
Which part? Yeah, exactly, dude. Like this 50-something countries.
America's the same. Like, we think about America as this homogenous nation, but it's not. It is so different. Each single town we went to was completely different. The people were completely different. So you've got Washington, D.C., which is a majority African-American black city.
Yeah.
There are more black people in Washington, D.C. than there are white people.
That's insane.
Helena, Montana, obviously, it's like, spot the black person. We brought a whole bunch. I was the only white guy on the trip, so we brought a whole bunch. There were suddenly more people in Montana, more black people in Montana than there'd ever been. Went down to Orlando, Florida, and there again, you get this completely different mix again, because now you've got Hispanic people all around you.
And there's a flair.
And it's a different culture there. And then from Orlando, you go to St. Petersburg in Florida, and it's a different vibe again, and it's sort of more of a Miami-type vibe with these big buildings on the beach and the cars. And I saw some guy driving his jacked-up 4x4 that stands like you need a ladder to climb into it, driving it down the street in town, like with a broken exhaust pipe type thing.
Like my guy.
And then from there, we went to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And in Philadelphia, they said to us, what Philadelphia is it's a minority-majority city.
So minority-majority city.
Yeah, so basically the city, the majority of the people in the city are from what would be considered minority population groups. So you've got a sort of a small white population, then you've got African-American, black population, a Hispanic population, very small Native American population, an Asian population. Uh-huh. Yeah, Philly, I actually ended up, went for a walk because I saw that Edgar Allan Poe's house was there. So I decided to go and walk to find Edgar Allan Poe's house, which turns out is in a slightly dodgy part of Philly. I was like walking along, suddenly realized like, why are the guys in the cars looking at me funny? Why is there no one else around me?
Maybe these areas are marked by, you know what I mean, by the Crips and whatever.
So I walked through this like hood type area. No issues, whatever. Got to Edgar Allan Poe's house, and then on my way back we walked a different route and I ended up in Chinatown. Like Philly's got an amazing Chinatown, and I walked through Chinatown and
so a heavy upgrade from the one that we have here, obviously.
Yeah A bit older as well.
But
that's the thing, is like, you know, we also have this idea, and like I say, we get upset when Americans talk about Africa as if it's one country. And while I know America is one country, it's not one
different states
population. It's not one type of person. Like there is no American. A stereotypical American, obviously. But that stereotypical American isn't representative of the whole of the country, because wherever I went, there were so many different people. And even the idea of we're in this heavy Republican state, but you've got this preconceived idea of what a Republican is, maybe.
Yeah.
And those people weren't that. So it's...
I mean,
I was getting a bit too philosophical maybe along the way. I did also, though, while we were driving, you know, we were looking like... So in Montana, obviously, it's more rural farmland and everything. So I did one of the less philosophical questions I asked myself is a barn still a barn if it's not painted red?
You know what I mean? But now moving forward, I mean, you did the strip and so on. Were there any tools that you came with in terms of the trip? Any connections? Any you know what I mean? Things that we can work with?
Yeah,
going forward?
Well, I mean, the connections within Africa were amazing because we obviously got to talk to a lot of different journalists from different countries.
Yeah,
there was a big Francophone contingent, which is a little bit harder because they didn't speak much English and we don't speak. I don't speak much French, but. The contacts were really good because now we can reach out to each other. You know, now the next time something's happening in Mali, I've got a guy in Mali I can get hold of and say, hey, give me the something on the ground. What's going on? This is what we're seeing, but is that the situation? So those contacts were amazing. Some good contacts in the States, some good learnings, obviously, there. We went to go and tour a couple of you know, radio stations, TV stations, newspapers. So that was quite good to see as well. We spoke a lot about mis and disinformation and how to try and fight that. One of the takeaways there, I think, was that they don't have some sort of magic bullet either.
I'm sure that that's the capital.
It's huge.
Of misinformation.
I mean, mis and disinformation there is huge. I mean, there you've got presidential candidates spreading mis and disinformation. At least we don't quite have that here.
Exactly. No, listen, they had a whole president spreading.
Well, exactly. And now he's running again and he's on charges, and he could potentially, if he won, end up being the president while he's in prison.
It doesn't make
any kind of sense. So on the final day, we had like a wrap up with all of us talking, and you know, all the different journalists from across the African continent, and we, you know, giving each other our little heartfelt, oh, I love you guys so much, I'm a minimalist. No, that wasn't me.
Could never be Damon.
But so my takeaway that I sort of wanted to give to the rest of our team and to bring back to us here as well was, one of the things that I realized going to America, going and seeing some of these different facilities, going to places like highly funded places that are telling me that they've got state-of-the-art equipment and they're still running analog boards and we've got better technology than they've got, and we're here in Namibia, is that we often have this, like, and not just for journalism, but across the board.
Across the board,
entertainment,
yeah.
movies, everything. We have this inferiority complex. Like, we're not good enough. America is the be-all and the end-all. And I said to the guys, like, what I saw there is, when, like, in certain ways, Africa is more advanced than America is.
That's crazy.
It's like... So we got to get over that inferiority. Yeah. We got to realize we can
charge
do this.
And just do what you we know? Need to
You've
do.
You've got a movie that's...
That's on Showmax, so yeah, thank you so
I
much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, so we can do. Yeah, we can get that to the rest of the world. Obviously, they've got the distribution channels and all of those sort of power structures that help them. But there's nothing to stop us doing it for ourselves.
David Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, back freshly, that's up from his trip to America. Appreciate you. you. We'll talk next week again. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
Life has its uncertainties, but